The Truth News Network. Cities burning, politicians fanning the flames, Hell's Angels moving in to keep order. The world is upside down, and you need a hero. This is a job for Dan Newman.
No, this isn't Superman. I'm pretty good at what I do, but I don't think I can figure it all out. I need a lot of your help, and we're going to do it together today as we end this week. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Truth News Network. The nation, our nation, we find it today vastly divided. And guess what? Donald Trump, President Trump, is at fault. I don't remember a time when the United States has experienced anything like what we're watching play out daily today. Who could have fathomed cities would be torn apart by protest that quickly morph into violent demonstrations that almost as quickly morph into full-blown riots? But it's happening every day across America. It really hadn't been surprising to watch and listen to Democrats every day blaming all of it on President Trump. They seem to forget that each of the cities in which this violence occurs, each city has mayors, they have local police and fire departments, and the states in which they have governors that direct their state police forces that are fully equipped and trained to handle violence of these kinds, all kinds. Why haven't the cities or states acted in whatever fashion is necessary to stop the violence? Honestly, the answer to that is beyond my comprehension. I can't figure it out. Add to that the madness of each of these cities' mayors and each state's governors symbolically and in some cases literally giving President Trump the middle finger, placing 100% of the blame for all of this squarely on his shoulders. And to make matters worse, each of these local and state officials has demanded that President Trump not even think about sending federal officers to assist local and state enforcement officials in stopping the devastation that occurs every night. It should not, but it does, surprise me that in each of the impacted cities across America and each affected state, every mayor and every governor are Democrats. Does that even mean anything? I think it does. What doesn't surprise me is that President Trump, from the very beginning of this, has been ready to act. He's had federal agency officers ready to go, and even had National Guard commanders abreast of current status at these locations with an order to be ready to go whenever they're called. He sent federal officers to Portland when things deteriorated to the point that the federal courthouse there was not just being covered in graffiti every night. 28 nights in a row, it happened. And the next day, federal officers that were there, that were already there, that worked in that building, they painted over the graffiti only for it to happen again the next night. It hasn't just been graffiti every night. Firebombs, fireworks, bricks, rocks were all being hurled at the courthouse. In addition to the physical damage sustained by the multi-million-dollar facility at the hands of these rioters, federal employees working within the building were every day put in danger by this terror. For that, President Trump was excoriated in Portland and in other cities around the nation. He found himself in one of those damned if you do and damned if you don't dilemmas. One thing that has been proven in these riotous cities, Donald Trump is a learned leader during a crisis. His actions have been swift, well-planned, and decisive. And he makes no bones about it. He happily takes responsibility for anything he's responsible for. It is certain that the fault for the violence does not lie at the president's feet. And it was laughable to hear former President Obama in his eulogy of Congressman John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia. Obama blamed this administration for, in his words, attacking peaceful protesters. Each of these nights in Seattle, Portland, Louisville, and Atlanta had begun by peaceful protest. But shortly after sundown in every city, the looters, the rioters, and the rabid activists sweep into the streets and begin their destruction. Folks, It's not peaceful to bring a club to a demonstration. It's not peaceful to bring a knapsack full of bricks. It's not peaceful to throw small bombs into a courthouse building that explodes and leaves a hole where it struck the building. It's not peaceful to shine lasers in the eyes of policemen trying to keep safe citizens on the streets. It's not peaceful when those terrorists permanently blind with lasers three of those policemen. I gotta say it, President Obama was dead wrong. Those people are violent rioters, folks. And to clarify that statement, Portland authorities have legally labeled these wars in their cities at night on multiple occasions as riots. Is the president really responsible for this division, this type of division in the United States? Think this through with me. I know many are saying today that Trump divided America. Did he really divide us? Let's prove or disprove that claim against the president. Let's together determine if he did so when the division of America actually happened on his watch. How about when none of the Democrats showed up for his inauguration? Do you think that started the division? He hadn't even yet taken the oath of office, and except for Clinton and Obama, not one Democrat showed up. Is that when Trump divided America? Can you imagine if any Republican didn't show up for Obama's inauguration, either one of them, just because the Republicans lost? Can you even begin to imagine what would have happened? How about when 19 minutes after Trump swore his oath of office, 19 minutes, the Washington Post declared, "The impeachment of Donald Trump begins." Was that when Trump divided America? What about when Nancy Pelosi ripped up Trump's State of the Union address before the entire world, showing her disrespect not for President Trump, but for the office of the presidency? Did that bring the country together, or is that when Trump divided America? How about when Americans endured 3 years and over $40 million spent on trying to prove that Trump only won the election because of Russian collusion and not because Americans voted in sufficient numbers to beat Hillary Clinton? 17 Democrats, rabid Democrat lawyers under Robert Mueller, did everything in their power to prove that there was Russian collusion, and after 3 years and those $40 million found nothing. Was that when Trump divided America? How about the press he's received since his surprise victory? 90% of the mainstream media are owned by corporations controlled by major Democrat Party donors. Add to that, 90%+ of all national press stories about the president have been framed in a negative fashion. Many of those stories include outright lies. Could that be when Trump divided America? Remember those big Hillary Clinton campaign donors like Michael Bloomberg, who gave her $27 million. Tom Steyer gave her $17 million. George Soros gave $9 million. And many others gave millions of dollars to Hillary. Do you think those donors gave those millions just because they really loved Hillary and liked her policies? Folks, those weren't campaign donations. They were investments in whatever Hillary Clinton had promised them she would do for them when she became president. Simple enough. They were certain she would win, and they would then be showered with massive returns on their investments. When that didn't happen, they lost all those millions of dollars of their campaign investments. It was those big donors that lost their dreams of more power, more control, and even more money with Hillary's defeat. They were angered by their losses. They needed to punish Trump and those deplorables that voted for him. Was that when Trump divided America? If you're a Democrat who doesn't support President Trump, let me ask you this. Have you ever listened to Trump or thought through any of the accomplishments or campaign promises that he's kept, even one time? Have you ever gone to one of his rallies or even watched one from start to finish on television? Or have you just closed your mind to anything that he has accomplished for all Americans? When you determine your answer to that, then ask yourself the following question, if you dare. What did Joe Biden do for America during the last 47 years in which he's held office in Washington? What did Joe Biden do for African Americans when he and Obama were in office for 8 years? What did Joe Biden do in his entire life to create private sector jobs? What did Joe Biden do to help the American middle class workers? Why do you think there are so many people tearing down statues, burning our flag, beating up police officers, disrespecting our founders, and hating our country? They're doing so as a direct result of today's educators that have carefully denigrated the United States history. If you're a teacher reading or listening to me today, please answer for yourself the following. I'm talking to a teacher. Do you teach that it was Democrats who founded and operated the Ku Klux Klan? That the leader of the Klan was Robert Byrd, who was elected to Congress and served as a representative for West Virginia for decades? It was Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama that eulogized Byrd at his funeral. Each one of those claimed in their eulogies that Byrd was their mentor, their friend, and he was who taught them much about fairness in this country. Was that when Trump divided America? Do you teach that Democrats in America that fought the Civil War, they did so to keep slavery in place? Do you teach that inner city ghettos were created by Democrats? Why? To maintain control of slaves after they were freed. Do you teach that Planned Parenthood was founded in inner cities to control the black population by killing their unborn children? Do you allow in your class a student to speak when he or she disagrees when you say that Trump is a horrible president or that the Electoral College must be eliminated? Now, if you do allow that student to speak, you're allowing the exercise of free speech, and I applaud you for that. But do you teach the reason for the establishment of the Electoral College occurred was to guarantee that every American, even Americans who don't live in large cities, has a constitutional assurance that their vote counts as much as those who do live in large cities? President Trump's family members and his close friends have, since the day he announced his run for president, been vilified, chastised, demeaned, and hated by many Americans for one simple reason. He won the election. He beat Hillary Clinton in winning. Maybe, just maybe, that was when President Trump divided America. Let me summarize this. Have you noticed that Democrats and other leftists object to everything he does? And it seems that not once have supported or applauded any of his actions that had helped make America stronger, more economically stable, and more healthy than in decades. Why haven't they supported any of his considerable actions that have dramatically improved the lives of every American in some way? Answer, they can't afford to support those things. Doesn't matter if they've helped Americans. They can't support it because he did them. And if they did support him, their support will make sure he wins a second term in office. I'll make a prediction for you now. If Mr. Trump wins on November 3rd, it will destroy the Democrat Party. And for that, they're scared to death. By the way, did you forget about those cages that leftists claimed that President Trump used to cage illegal immigrant children, that he had them built just for that purpose? Well, those cages were built at the hands of President Obama. He created the cages and put them in place to house illegal immigrant children, and he did so just to separate them from adults. Was that all over the news when Obama did it? No, it wasn't. Those were the same cages used for the same purpose as did Obama's Homeland Security. Donald Trump recently commuted the sentence of Roger Stone. He has been demonized by the left for doing that. But there was not even a whisper of criticism when Obama commuted the sentences of 1,715 inmates, more than any other president in history. And of those 1,715, 330 were given their commutations on Obama's last day in office. You know, by the way, 405 of those commuted were people who were sentenced to life with no parole. If we had time, we could go through what they were sentenced for. And it wasn't for stealing gum from a store. Don't forget that Biden and Obama allowed the H1N1 virus or swine flu to infect 60 million Americans before even declaring it a health emergency, 7 months after the first confirmed case. Did the media ever call that flu the Obama flu or blame the Obama administration for it reaching our shores? You want a good laugh? Compare Obama's swine flu media coverage. Compare his to the flurry of attacks against President Trump when he quickly halted travel from China at the end of January of this year. He did that because he had just been told that China was the source of this coronavirus flu. He had to stop it. Well, in February, Nancy Pelosi went to Chinatown and said, "Come on down. Everything's cool in Chinatown." Joe Biden called President Trump a xenophobe and a racist for implementing that China travel ban. U.S. medical experts later stated that the president doing so saved Americans from hundreds of thousands of additional COVID-19 infections. Did you see any congratulatory Trump stories for that success for America? Maybe that's when he divided us. Just imagine what this country could have accomplished in the first 4 years if Democrats just simply every now and then worked with President Trump and Republicans to further improve the economy, do it even better than they already had done, eliminate the coronavirus, restructure our inner cities where he's already created opportunity zones that encourage minority home and business ownership and include new job training programs and massive federal loans to minorities. Do you know that more than 60% of African American parents say they are desperate for school choice? Oh my gosh, when President Trump offered it, teacher unions and their members went crazy. They threatened to walk away and leave teaching. Their doing so was simply a demand to allow them to keep control of those inner city schools. And those inner city schools, folks, they are devastating to African American children, and they are solely responsible for the horrible educational status of these children when they leave those schools. There's just one more important question that is critical for every American to answer and answer honestly. But only after thinking through the pluses and the minuses of the candidates running to be the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for the next 4 years. That question, who is best suited to finish our war against COVID-19 and quickly get us back on track to recovery? Your honest answer to that should be the only determinant that you use for your decision to vote for Joe Biden, or quite honestly, whoever ends up replacing him on the Democrat Party ticket, which many think will happen, or President Trump. That's it, folks. That's what you got to determine for yourself. And I encourage you to do one thing. Just be honest. Just be totally honest. Put everything together. Maybe even use that old thing where you get a notepad, the yellow ledger, draw a line down the middle, and on one side put Obama's pluses, and on the other side, put Trump's pluses. And don't only tally up how many pluses there are on each side. Why don't you add to that the negatives, the real negatives? That's it, folks. Happy hunting in ferreting out the truth. And that's what we encourage all to do here. That's why this is called the Truth News Network. Hey, guys, I know this has been a long week. Make this weekend really special. Spend it with family. Go to church. Get in touch with God. Sing some songs. Oh my gosh, you're not supposed to sing some songs in church now, are you? I don't want to get you in trouble. But hey, laugh. Do something fun. Do it together with those people you love. Just remember this, and I don't want to be negative at the end of this, but sometimes when you tell somebody goodbye, that might be the last time you ever tell them goodbye. Treasure those who you have personal relationships with, and don't ever hesitate to tell somebody that you love them. It's what it's all about, folks. We don't live in a vacuum. We live together with others. We have to invest in them to reap the rewards of their being in our lives. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget our bullet point roundup every Saturday. And next week, boy, we've got some special stuff for you. It's going to be a hot one, a crazy one here at Truth News Network and at TNN Live. Join us today at 9 o'clock Central. We go live at 9 o'clock, 2 hours of conservative talk. And we want to talk to you during that show. You can call in anytime, toll free. Ask us questions, weigh in on the stories that we're talking about, and when we have guests, you can even speak with them. TNN Live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. If we don't see you before, we'll see you Monday morning right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org. We'll be right back.